We've sorted out those technical difficulties, and now we have Emily Jones of Georgia Public Broadcasting back on the line to talk about community reaction to that shooting back in February. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Ari.
First, just tell us what happened when that shooting took place.
So Ahmaud Arbery was running down a residential street near Brunswick, Georgia, and two men who were a father and son, Gregory and Travis McMichael, confronted him. They were in a pickup truck, and they claimed there had been some recent robberies and that Arbery had shown up on security footage in the neighborhood. So the McMichaels saw him running. They got their guns and confronted him while he was exercising. Travis McMichael and Arbery fought, and then Travis's shotgun went off. The McMichaels say they were making a citizen's arrest, but friends and family say that doesn't really make sense, that Arbery was just jogging. And we should point out that it's somewhat similar to the Trayvon Martin killing in Florida back in 2012. In that case, a 17-year-old African-American was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer, George Zimmerman. And Zimmerman said Martin was acting suspiciously and they got into a confrontation. Zimmerman killed Martin and he claimed self-defense, similar to this case.
This all happened back in February. What's the status of the investigation today?
Well, the district attorney has now asked state law enforcement authorities to investigate, and he also says he'll take the case before a grand jury. This DA, though, is actually the third one involved in the case. The first one almost immediately cited a conflict of interest because Gregory McMichael, the father, was an investigator for more than 20 years in that Brunswick DA office. And then the next DA who was assigned also removed himself at the family's request because his son worked in the same Brunswick DA's office. So even though the shooting happened back in February, there still haven't been any arrests, charges, and there's really mounting frustration and anger in the community about it.
And what's the family saying?
So the family spoke today along with their lawyers, and the lawyers are basically saying that because Gregory McMichael worked in law enforcement in the county for so long, basically the whole system is compromised and the feds should step in.
How is the coronavirus pandemic affecting the investigation?
The biggest impact is on the grand jury. We're under a judicial state of emergency here in Georgia, so a jury can't be impaneled at least until June, and we don't know when that'll happen. And I think we probably would have probably seen protests earlier as well if people weren't afraid to gather in big groups.
That's Emily Jones, Savannah Bureau Chief of Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you for your reporting.
You're welcome.